Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
We pod and we pod and we pod for you. And this is the thanks we get.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim show. Thanks for tuning in. Commodores, but tonight we're more concerned with the Commodores.
Oh, my God.
I know. What a clever tie-in.
That was really clever.
I'm patting myself on the back for that. We have been assured by our management here at Cromwell Media that they are spending big money to advertise the Woody and Jim show in the bathrooms at Bridgestone Arena.
So we saw the mock-up of the advertisement for the show, and it does involve our pictures. And you will be in the bathroom with us looking at you.
Right. Of course, the bathroom advertisements are over the urinals in the men's room and inside the stalls for the ladies.
Yep.
And we're going to make it worth your while. What you got to do is you got to download the 93.3 Totally Hits Nashville app. Okay. You sign up there and you make yourself able to post things.
Yeah. Because
you can post pictures on it and we'll see them.
Yep. And here's what we want you to do.
Uh-huh. Here's your assignment.
Take a selfie with you and our ad. So it's you and Woody and Jim in the picture. Please don't include photos of anything that should not be shared outside of the bathroom.
Right.
Any other people involved. Right. Just you and the one-dimensional Woody and Jim on the wall or on the stall.
So they go, oh, on the wall or in the stall. I like that.
Yeah. So the cool thing is we're going to look at the app tomorrow and then we'll, you know, randomly choose a photo of those that have posted it on the app and we will award them tickets to go see Squeeze.
So it's a pretty cool prize. And all you got to do is take a picture, a selfie with us and our sign in the ladies or men's rooms at the Bridgestone Arena.
Producer Sean just smirked when I said that they win tickets to Squeeze. But remember,
you know,
get the...
You can make your own jokes there.
Get the Totally Nashville, Totally Hits Nashville app. It's free. And if you post a picture of yourself with our ad from the bathroom, you're in the running to win tickets to see Squeeze.
You're in the running. Will the puns ever stop? No.
Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville.
All right, three things you want to know to start your Tuesday morning. You know, you always hear, okay, boomer. Well, millennials are now saying there's some things they agree with boomers on.
Oh, really? Yeah. Now that they've gotten to a certain stage in life,
right,
kind of changed the tune?
They say these are the old people things they're willing, the hill they're willing to die on.
Okay.
These are some of the things they agree with boomers on, which include new car headlights are way too bright. People shouldn't have to download an app for everything. That's very true. Restaurants should offer menus that you can actually physically touch and not just QR codes.
Yes. I agree. Yes. I like all these things.
Especially if they're small and hard to read. They're catching up.
We're coming together, the generations.
That's right.
This is good. Uniting America. Producer Sean?
Yeah, so the Olympics recently just ended, but it didn't end for one of our teams, the U.S. Women's Water Polo team, who didn't medal at the Olympics this year, actually just came home and celebrated with none other than the spirit animal of the Olympics this year, Flavor Flav.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
He was big time into them.
Yeah, he was quoted as saying, like, look at all the support and attention brought to the sport and women's athletics. He said they're changing the game, and it's something big to celebrate. So, great news for the water polo team.
Took them out to Vegas.
Yeah, hope they had a great time.
And water polo is hard. It's not like you're standing in waist deep water. You've got to tread water the whole time.
They are incredible athletes.
Really good athletes. Yeah.
And when you think about it, Flava Flav walking around, that's the only clock you'll see in Vegas because they don't put up clocks.
Yeah, you're gambling. We don't want you to know what time it is.
Exactly. Coming to Donaldson is a Northeastern and Canadian favorite. Tim Hortons Coffee.
Ooh. Wow.
They are coffee and donuts, kind of similar to a Dunkin', but they have their own styles and flavors, and much beloved. Whenever I make a trip northeast, I usually bring back a big tin of Tim Hortons Coffee.
I always order their K-Cups online.
They're good.
You can get those. Yeah, they make good coffee.
Known by their fans as Timmy's. That's coming to Donaldson.
Wow.
And to Lebanon, they're getting a new Walmart Supercenter. I know it's not that big of a deal, not of a, you know, especially for you, Woody. You in Murfreesboro, right. You have like 17 of them.
Well, yeah, when I first moved to Murfreesboro in 1998, we had one Walmart, right. And now we have all of them.
Yeah, and they're all Supercenters.
There's Walmarts built inside other Walmarts. Proud to be playing Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, on the line we have, for the ladies in the audience, Demetria in Springfield. Good morning, Demetria.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Chris. He's from the state that Tennessee wears as a hat. It's Kentucky, Mount Washington, Kentucky. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Okay, now you
great to have you.
You found us on Facebook, you say.
Yeah, okay. I follow you on Facebook.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have no idea what you're getting into.
Yes.
I do. I used to listen to this game on that other station, yeah.
So. Oh, the okay. other station that All must right. not be yeah. named. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're with us and glad we have the 93.3 Totally Hits app so you can listen from wherever you are.
No kidding.
Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Demetria, do you believe in ghosts?
I believe that I would never want to come in contact and make one mad in case they were real.
I like that answer. All right, what about you, Chris? Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. Ghosts, spirits, whatever you prefer to call them. I believe they're here with us.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
All right. Interesting. Ever seen one?
No.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
But you believe they're there. Yeah. You're both on the same page.
Here, yes.
They're out there floating around somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Just
hopefully nowhere near you guys.
Right.
All right. Remember, you have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. You can use that screw to make your opponent answer your question, but you get to get just one of them.
Here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Demetria, Thor, Daredevil, or Hawkeye? Which Marvel character carries a hammer?
Thor.
That is right.
Good job. Good start.
All right. 1-0. Here's your multiple choice question, Chris. Does Garnier make shoes, shampoo, or lingerie?
I think it's shampoo.
There we go.
Yes. Garnier Fructis. Or, just here in Middle Tennessee, it's Garnier Fructis.
Okay, Demetria, question number two. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde are characters from what classic video game?
Sorry.
Pac-Man. They were Pac-Man, the ghost in Pac-Man. Do you believe in Pac-Man ghosts?
You sounded like a Pac-Man ghost there.
Okay, well.
All right, Chris, you have a chance to possibly take the lead here. Zappos.com is a website where people can buy what?
Shoes.
Right. Okay, all there right. you go. You got a 2-1 lead. That means, Demetria, you got to get them some right to stay in it. What store features the computer repair guys called the Geek Squad?
Oh. Can I use the screw?
Yes, you can. Okay. Chris, she hopes you don't know this. What store has the Geek Squad?
Best Buy.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
And Chris is the victorious winner who believes in ghosts. And who believes in winning.
Isn't it weird, that Demetria, that the Pac-Man ghosts were your undoing?
Yeah, come after me. It's what I get.
Yeah, but you know what? You kind of predicted it.
Yeah, you did.
It wouldn't go well if you and ghosts got together. We love you guys for playing. Thanks so much. For Chris, since you are the victor, we will be sending you a certificate of bragification.
Yes.
In which we encourage you to fully share and brag to everyone you know that you were victorious in Gender Wars this morning with Woody and Jim on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Our Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline is 615-553-0933. That number, we'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on the new Tennessee driver's license.
Yeah, so they've changed it up so that it is quite different from the original license that you probably have in your pocket. Or if you've moved to Tennessee within the last 8 years and you just say, well, I'll get my license when I get around to it, you're probably going to get the new one, which is, it looks kind of pink to me. They're doing the red, white, and blue of the Tennessee state flag.
Right, right.
But the colors are muted so you can see the writing on top of it.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like pink, white, and blue.
Yeah, it does. And
there's certain members of the legislature that probably don't like that at all.
That's right. The MAGA section is saying, don't make it pink. But yeah, it actually doesn't look too bad. It's, you know, the letters and the pictures kind of pop.
Yeah. It's got the state capitol on it. And it's also got the, you know, the symbol on the Tennessee flag of the three stars representing the three big cities of, you know, Memphis, Nashville, and Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty good. I do like the, it's a lot more colorful.
It is, even though the picture is in black and white, you know, your actual picture, but the test they put out, they have, it's the driver's license of Janice Sample. Very clever.
I wonder if she's mad that her personal information is getting out there now.
We could go ahead and tell you that according to her license, Janice Sample lives at 123 Main Street, apartment 1.
Oh, my gosh. They shouldn't tell people that.
All her personal information is out there.
She's born on June 1st, 1994. Somebody's going to get a credit card in her name.
Yeah, and she has no restrictions. She has a Class D license. And she's female. All this is on her license.
And she's a veteran.
She, yes.
All hail, Janice Sample. Thank you for your
service.
Thank
you for your service, pretend woman.
If you'd like to see what it looks like and give an upvote or downvote on it, it's just follow us on Woody and Jim on Facebook and also Woody and Jim TikTok.
Ah, we are ready to play the easiest game in the world. Mm-hmm. Even if your brain doesn't work early this morning, you can probably win playing Could the Answer Be C?
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B, but who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right, we have Tony on the line in Mount Julia. Good morning.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
So glad to have you, and welcome. Have you been to the fair yet? The Wilson County Fair, State Fair?
Yes, multiple times.
You have several times.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's see if you can win our little carnival game.
That's right. It's Could the Answer Be C. Remember, your answers are less important than the actual joke. Here we go. If you're ready, it's multiple choice. Middle Tennessee has been going through a drought that has been tough on farmers. Luckily, though, it has not slowed down the growth of A, soybeans, B, feed corn, or C, Dollar General locations.
Oh, this is a tough one. Okay. You know, I'm leaning A, but I'm going to say C.
All right, very good. Yeah, see, right. There you go. You got the hang of it.
Stick with those instincts.
Yeah, thanks for adding a little drama to it. That was nice.
Tony's a good player.
Tony, question number two. The Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair boasts that they are the home of Tennessee's fattest A, cow, B, hog, or C, fairgoers.
Oh, that's so mean.
It is mean.
Oh, my.
Horrifyingly accurate, but mean and funny.
But here's okay. What we put
I mean,
all the...
I guess in the spirit of the game, y'all are going to make me wake up be horrible today, but
Could it be C?
C is correct.
Oh, that is right, and I can't believe you said that.
I know. That was really rude. You know?
I love how we transfer all the blame to you.
You know, you're just making me to be an awful person today.
Actually, that should be a billboard that we have called Wake Up and Be Horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you're two-thirds of the way there, Tony. Here we go. Question number three. It's World Mosquito Day. Nashville has successfully sprayed to stop mosquitoes. However, they can't seem to stop the other summer pests like A, wasps, B, murder hornets, or C, petal taverns.
That's definitely C.
It is C. There you go. Clean sweep of our contest, Tony. Congratulations.
Despite your horrible accusations about Tennesseans, we still are going to award you tickets to go see Squeeze at Ryman Auditorium Saturday the 31st. Tony, you're such a good sport.
Right.
Thank you for playing.
And you'll just have to be better the rest of the day.
Yes. Okay? Do a good deed to make up for it. Hang on, okay?
Three things you want to know. 3D printers are pretty cool. My girlfriend Melissa, who works at Siegel Elementary, she has one in her classroom, and she made like a little tiny elephant, and it only took like 17 hours. But what are they doing in Texas? They're building neighborhoods with 3D printers. They're actually making houses.
I've seen some pictures of these.
And they don't look that bad. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. I guess they say with the 3D printed neighborhoods that they have, it's near completion. It requires fewer workers, minimized construction material and waste. They're very sturdy. I guess they say they're not really cookie cutter houses, as you might expect. But you do sacrifice a little charm. One owner said, it feels like a fortress. Kind of feels like you're being in a cinder block, but in a cozy way.
Oh, a quaint little cinder block.
A cozy cinder block. Usually you don't describe it as cozy. But yeah, that's amazing.
Home cinder block home.
So producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so Flavor Flav made news recently for sponsoring the U.S. women's water polo team over at the Olympics.
Yeah, he did.
And he's not done yet. So that team didn't take home a medal, but they had an excellent welcome home party in Las Vegas thrown by none other than Flavor Flav.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's still making sure to take care of them all, even though they're back here.
That's
excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah. Good news for workers at the Spring Hill GM plant because they just had a layoff of over 1,000 salaried employees within General Motors, and it looks like none of the jobs affected will be at the Spring Hill plant.
Good deal.
Where they make a couple of versions of the Cadillac and a GMC Acadia. So
nice.
That's good news for our local Spring Hill friends.
Yeah, they won't be losing their jobs. Hey, coming up in just minutes, we're going to tell you about how we want to meet you in the bathroom at Bridgestone Arena. And we'll make it worth your while. I'm probably not making any better saying it like that.
Crazy. You're not helping.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim live from the Eurostone Studios.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Goku, walk around the neighborhood.
Sorry if you're sick of hearing how nice Taylor Swift is. You're not going to like this because she's so nice. You know, there was that terrible tragedy of that stabbing at that Taylor Swift-themed party in London.
Exactly.
And, well, Taylor Swift is in London now doing shows, and she invited some of the girls that were hurt in that to come backstage for her Eras tour.
Oh, nice.
And spend time with the girls, pose for pictures with them, and they got a tour, you know, from Mama Swift. And they also, and this is great, one of the girls still has, like, kind of a cast on her arm.
Right, that, from the injuries.
From the injury she sustained, and she had written on it, Taylor's lyrics, "You drew scars around my stars," referencing the song Cardigan we were just playing.
Wow.
And they all these pictures. And you know what? Nobody would know about this. But if not for the pictures posted by the parents of these girls.
Right. She does stuff without looking for publicity, obviously.
Yeah. Thanking, you know, Taylor and her mom for giving them the best night of their lives. They called it magical. So in the midst of horrible things, she's given them good memories.
There you go. Your mood has been changed. You're welcome.
This is Jim, and you know, my family, with the exception of my wife, hates going to a gym to work out.
We
realize how important it is, and it's a good thing.
But it's just making yourself go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my daughter, who I credit so much for taking it upon herself to go to the gym, she's decided to go to like one of those like really tough gyms.
Oh.
You know, like where they're just really
like a boot camp type thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's doing like a lot of the cycling and a lot of the rowing. And then she told us something yesterday. Her and her fiance came over and, you know, we were having dinner together. And she said something that was kind of demoralizing. She said, like, I go there and I cycle as hard as I can. And I give everything I have. And there's like nothing left of me by the time the session is over. And then they flash up on a board on the side wall that she's like fourth from last in the bottom. Like,
really? So they give you a score after you're done?
Oh, yeah. They rank everybody. And she's like at near the bottom. And she feels like I gave everything I had. And now they publicly shame me.
That's terrible.
I think it was awful too.
I can see putting the top two or three up there and saying, you guys are doing great.
Hey, try to get up there to the top.
But don't shame people that didn't do as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess that happened last weekend when she went. And then, you know, she went again. And then she found a way where you don't share your score with what we'll call the leaderboard.
Right.
Up on the public display. But it still doesn't refrain from telling you personally when you're done.
Well, at least it didn't show it to everybody.
Yeah. It just tells you were one of the worst.
Yeah, it just tells you suck, but privately. That's not. I've actually been, I was invited to like a boot camp thing where it's like the disco lights are going and people are yelling. The music's really loud.
Yeah.
And it's just, I said, I'm never coming back here again. I hope that's okay with everybody.
And they're like, okay, last place, boy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Don't worry. Somebody will have hind tip pretty soon. It's not you. Okay.
Could Taylor Swift be heading to court? Report says that she could to sue Donald Trump over AI-generated content showed on social media depicting the pop star supporting the Trump candidacy.
Right. And he posted it and said, I accept.
Yes, he did.
But it was all AI. Fake news.
Oh, my gosh. If you are annoyed that there are pedal taverns allowed to operate between 4 and 6 p.m. on weekdays.
Yeah, when all the traffic's going on.
Right? You'll be disappointed to learn that it went in front of Metro Council, the Metro Transportation Licensing Commission, not the Metro Council. They said, it's okay if the pedal tavern stopped traffic dead. They said it's okay. They were thinking about maybe saying, not during, rush hour. But then they said, no, go ahead.
Great.
I don't know why. I've been in that traffic where you're trying to get out of downtown and you're behind a bunch of drunk bachelorettes where only one of them usually out of the whole group is actually pedaling.
Like,
so when the light turns green and they need to start going, it takes a long time. In fact, you'll probably not get through that green light by the time they get moving.
Yeah. By the time they notice it, put down their plastic cups, and then they keep going.
Singing Wagon Wheel. They're still going to be around.
Mm.
Good choice, Metro Transportation Licensing Commission. You done good.
Yes.
That's sarcasm.
Very proud. 93.3 FM, totally his, totally Nashville. By the way, the Woody and Jim Show does not condone the,
Pina
kind of behavior that took place in the previous song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We're both willing to cheat on each other.
Yeah, don't do that. Stay together.
They deserve each
other. Do it for each other. Do it for the kids. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. Producer Sean has a nugget of wisdom.
The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville.